Well, last week, Oregon's political landscape was shaken up by Representative Greg Walden's announcement that he will not seek re-election in 2020. This seat has been occupied by a Republican since the Reagan Revolution of 1980, and Walden was almost certain to win re-election next year. His announcement has left watchers of Oregon politics scratching their heads and wondering if the seat will indeed be up for grabs in 2020. Joining us to try to figure this all out is Dirk Vanderhart, who is the politics and government reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Good morning, Dirk.
Hey, good morning, John.
Thanks for being with us this morning. So how surprised were you when Greg Walden announced he wouldn't seek re-election?
Well, I actually had the fortunate circumstance of us having got a tip about 3 days prior to him doing this, at least 3 business days. We had heard that from a fairly credible person that Walden would be sort of announcing his retirement. And so we began working on that. And what became very clear very quickly is that this would be a big shock to the state's Republicans, because we were trying to call around to folks that might be in the know, folks that know Walden, have known him for years, and none of them seemed to think that this was a credible possibility. You know, there had been rumors that as a moderate and a longtime congressman, Walden might be one of those seeking to, you know, go for the exits this year, but no one really seemed to think that that was viable. He'd won handily through his whole career. You know, there was no change in that anyone really saw coming. So safe to say that many, many people last Monday when he announced this were very shocked. We had, you know, a bit of a lead in sort of coming to these realizations.
So the last time this district was represented by a Democrat was 1981, and that was Al Ullman, who was from Baker City. He was a very powerful Democrat in Congress. He served 12 terms. Walden is now in his 11th term. And Ullman was swept from office in the Reagan Revolution of 1980 by Denny Smith, who actually was from Salem. And then when that district was redistricted, the representative was Bob Smith, no relation. But it's been represented by Eastern Oregon Republicans ever since Ullman was voted out of office. Do you have any reason to think that will change after Walden leaves office?
You know, I don't at this point. I mean, you know, based on what we're seeing so far, this seat doesn't have a ton of national interests from the Democrats. They still see it as a fairly red seat. You know, none of the sort of national prognosticators are suggesting that Oregon's second congressional district is going to, you know, flip or be flippable necessarily this year. But that said, you know, remember, we have just learned that our incumbent is not running again. We don't know who the Republican challenger or Republican will be to win the nomination. We have no idea who the Democrat will be, and that is obviously likely to shape in some sense what race we see and what the dynamics are.
We're talking with Dirk Vanderhart. He is the politics and government reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. We're talking about the surprise announcement last week that Representative Greg Walden will not seek re-election in 1980. Perhaps you have some thoughts on Walden's decision not to run. You can join the conversation this morning by calling us at 800-838-3760, or you can send us an email. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Dirk Walden was kind of vague about his reason for not seeking re-election. It certainly can't be fear of defeat. Jamie McLeod Skinner was really the only Democrat in Walden's 11 terms to even move the needle against him in a congressional race, and it wasn't even really that close. So most speculation has centered on the idea of spending another term in the minority in the House, that wasn't really something that Walden wanted to do.
Right.
And all the polls show the Republicans not recapturing the House of Representatives in 2020. Is that the most plausible explanation?
You know, it definitely seems like, I mean, there's a couple of things here, right? Potentially he sees a future in the minority. Greg Walden has been in Congress 20 years, and in that time, you know, the Democrats up till this year had only led the House for 4 years, so he is not used to being in the minority. You know, that on top of the fact that the Republican caucus in Congress has a set of rules for its members that essentially limit the amount of time they can spend in leadership. Republican congressmen are limited to three consecutive terms in leadership, so 6 years. And Greg Walden has now spent almost four in a fairly high-ranking position. he has the chance, if the Republicans were to win back Congress, to once again retake the chairmanship of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is a very powerful and influential committee. And so I think a lot of people expected that, given some of the optimism he had signaled that Republicans could win back the House, he would really want to vie for another 2 years atop the committee. After those 2 years, he would be barred from that leadership position, and maybe then it would be more likely that Walden would leave. But no, instead we are learning that he is retiring and won't run again in 2020. And so I think that's what's led a lot of people to suspect that he doesn't think he's going to get his chairmanship back, and he doesn't really want to spend another 2 years in the wilderness and would rather just do other things. Now, to be fair, when Walden has been asked about this, and I have not been able to speak with him, but I have seen interviews, he has suggested that, you know, really, he's been in Congress 20 years. Yeah, I think he made a crack about airplane food at one point, and the fact that, you know, when he's home on weekends and whatnot, his weekends are not leisurely, but spent in town halls or meeting constituents. And that really, after 20 years in Congress and 30 years as an elected official, he just wants a slower pace in life and to spend, you know, he's only 62, but to spend his time another way. And so just to be fair to him, that is the explanation we're hearing from Congressman Walden.
So what about Walden's relationship to the Trump administration? Is there anything there? I mean, he became somewhat unpopular with his constituents for pushing the ACA repeal earlier right. in the Trump administration, but he's also parted ways with the president on a few key issues, tariffs, for example, that are really important to this largely agricultural district. It's been kind of a tightrope for him.
I think it has, and I think there's a number of things there too, right? So because Republicans are in the minority right now, they are not getting their way a lot in the House. He has actually said that to the extent he wants to vote with his district, he doesn't feel as constrained to vote with party in some of those things because they are not going to be the prevailing side anyway. So he can be a little more loose in playing his conscience. Walden, we should note, has been a fairly lockstep Republican. I mean, he is a loyal Republican Party member, and that has even largely been the case under the Trump administration. Though, as you know, there have been a number of votes lately. You know, I think the government shutdown and funding for the government has been one. There was a border wall vote. A number of things people have noted where he had shied a bit from the Trump agenda. But, you know, I mean, I don't know that we can say that there's a lot of strife or that there has been anything out in public that has been overly, you know, he is not one of these congressmen that the president is tweeting at or attacking. But you're right. You mentioned the Affordable Care Act repeal. And as chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, he had a central role in crafting the bill that essentially would have repealed the act. And he, in fact, worked very closely with the Trump administration on that. And at one point, I think he felt a little burned by the Trump administration. The president at one point called the bill Walden had been working on mean, quote, mean, because it cut, you know, hundreds of thousands of people's health insurance. And he was pretty candid at the time that he felt a little double-crossed by the president's characterization there. So it has not been sunshine and rainbows always, but I have not seen a lot of public strife between him and the Trump administration.
We just got an email. Let me step back for a minute and let you know that we're talking with Dirk Vanderhaard. He is the politics and government reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting about the surprise announcement last week that Greg Walden, the representative from Oregon's 2nd Congressional District, will not seek re-election in 2020. You can join the conversation by calling us at 800-838-3760 by phone or by email. You can send an email to jx@jeffnet.org, which is what John in Eugene did. And kind of anticipated my next question. So I'm just going to read John's email for you, Dirk. He says, in my experience, Greg Walden was a conscientious representative, did his homework. More than Democrat or Republican, he's interested, John and Eugene is interested in knowing who the leading Republican possibilities are.
Well, and that's something that we are still trying to figure out as well, too. This is new news. So far, only one Republican, well, one fresh Republican, there had been some people that had filed prior to Walden's announcement. But since the announcement, the only person that we know for absolute sure is running is a state senator out of Eastern Oregon named Cliff Bentz. He represents Ontario, but also a huge swath of the eastern part of the state. Folks will know him maybe from such events as the Republican walkout in the Oregon legislature this year, where Republicans in the Senate refused to show up. as a means of blocking a fairly controversial climate change bill. So Benz is out there, but clearly a lot of people are also talking about Newt Buehler, the former state representative from Bend, who mounted a challenge against Governor Kate Brown last year. He seems to have a fairly, you know, decent shot at a nomination here because he's run in the district. Again, Bend is part of Walden's district, and that's where Newt Buehler's from. And he's also won, you know, this district or large parts of the district throughout his political career, including in the gubernatorial Republican primary last year, the Republican or the gubernatorial general election race, his own political races. You know, Newt, based on the fact that he's run statewide races, should have a decent amount of name recognition around there, and people, you'd think, know somewhat of what he stands for. There's another name that's been floated, and another person who signaled interest is a former state legislator from Central Point named Jason Atkinson. He's been out of public service for a while now, but made clear that he's been looking for opportunities to jump back in, so we might see that as well. And then I think you always, you know, in some ways have to look at state senators that are part of Walden's district. Tim Canope is out of Bend, is someone people are talking about, just because they probably have a little more name recognition than other politicians, and they're in the district, and they may see an easier path than other folks. As far as front runners, you know, right now it is very, very unclear. I think that if Newt Buehler did jump in, we would probably be talking about him a lot, but we don't know what his thinking is at this point.
And you'd have to imagine that if both Buehler and Betts announce, that Buehler would have a distinct advantage there because of the population of Deschutes County versus the rest of eastern Oregon.
I think that's right, yeah. And you know, Benz has made the case to me that he's, you know, he's known over years and decades of representing rural values and eastern Oregon values, and he thinks that is something that people in that district value a lot. But you're right, he is very far away from the main population centers that are likely to hold a lot of sway in the outcome of this race.
So looking at the Democratic side, Dirk, obviously early after this announcement was made, a day or two, people were talking about, well, maybe Jamie McLeod Skinner is going to get back in the race. But yep, she's now made it clear that she's sticking with her candidacy for Oregon Secretary of State. So is there any Democrat who has even a chance in such a Republican-dominated district? I mean, Walden's been generally very popular and has the benefit of incumbency. So yep, is there a chance that a much weaker Republican candidate and a really strong Democratic candidate could change things?
I mean, I will never rule anything out in politics, but you're right. You know, Walden, with all that power of incumbency, faced Jamie McLeod Skinner in 2018, and she ran a very, very energetic campaign where she was crisscrossing this enormous district, meeting with people. And even with all that and some really goodwill, I think, from Democrats, she was only able to come within 17 points of beating him. I don't know that she, in looking at this, saw the math to be much different, even if it wasn't Greg Walden. But I think it's clear that if there is a, you know, I mean, especially if a Republican gets in that, you know, looks strong at first and then is somehow hobbled, this district has changed a lot in over the decades. It's got more people. The population centers maybe have a little more pull than they used to. Even Greg Walden has acknowledged that the district, as he said, isn't getting any redder. Now, again, whether that means that there is any sort of flipping opportunity, I wouldn't be the one to stake my reputation on a Democrat taking the seat. But I think it could get really interesting. And you know, in terms of names we're hearing about Democrats, there aren't a ton right now. Clearly, everyone thought of McLeod Skinner, and she pretty quickly put cold water on that. Another name I've heard, though, is someone from your area, Senator Jeff Golden out of Ashland, has been talked about as potentially someone who could be interested in this. I have not heard from Senator Golden that that's the case, to be fair, but it is one of those names people are talking about.
We're talking with Dirk Vanderhart, who is the politics and government reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting, about the announcement last week from Greg Walden that he will not seek re-election to Congress to represent Oregon's second congressional district in the year 2020. I think it's important to point out that Greg Walden will be the representative from this district for quite a while now, yet before 2021. Whoever replaces him will not take office until then. But as for Jamie McLeod Skinner, Dirk, I have to imagine that she thought, well, gosh, I have a chance of winning the race for Oregon Secretary of State, and probably not much chance of winning in a still Republican-dominated district. But one of the things that I find fascinating is how this district is changing, and it's in a way that I'm not sure can be measured yet, because you know the Bend Redmond Metro is last time I checked the third fastest growing city in the nation. So a lot of people are moving there, and you have to wonder, well, what are their politics?
Well, that's right, and you know we have definitely seen the registration advantage that Republicans have had for a long time slipping in the past. Today, Republicans have, I think, an 8% registration advantage over Democrats, but that leaves out the fact that, in fact, even more people than Republicans in the district are non-affiliated voters, and it's hard to tell which way they're going to vote, what their politics are. You know, the state's motor voter system that automatically registers people to vote has resulted in a lot of voters who are not affiliated. And so it can be really tricky sometimes to figure out what those voters' politics are. So I think that's exactly right, you know, with all this growth, not just in Bend. I mean, I think Hood River's growing. You all down in southern Oregon are growing. It's going to be fascinating to see how this district evolves. And then, of course, you know, after the 2020 census, we will be redrawing our congressional districts. So things might change quite a bit there as well.
And just one last question for you, Dirk, before we let you go. Do you think the Democrats will wait to see who announces for the Republican nomination before they figure out who's going to run for the Democrats?
Well, I haven't talked to anyone that's suggesting they're sort of biding their time like that. You know, obviously, their nomination, I don't think, is going to be quite as competitive as Republicans, who I think in some ways will want to get their names out there as Cliff Bentz has and try to sort of set an expectation that they are going to be a candidate to beat. Honestly, I don't know. That's a fascinating question, but I would say that it has been notable to me that we haven't really seen anyone come out and say from the Democratic Party they really want to take a run at this thing. So that might be part of the calculus.
We've been talking with Dirk Vanderhart. He is the politics and government reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting about Greg Walden's resignation, or actually not a resignation, but his decision not to run for re-election. Dirk, thanks for being with us this morning on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, my pleasure, John.